Thank you, Joseph, and thank you, brothers and sisters, for that sweet time of prayer before the Lord tonight. What a blessing. We all know the feeling of coming into a room and seeing a group of people gathered around talking. And we wonder, what are they talking about? Sometimes we wonder what they're talking about because we're insecure and we think, I bet they're talking about me. Sometimes we're just plain nosy. I want to know what they're talking about. Sometimes maybe we're just curious. You know, we're just curious, wonder what that group's talking about over there. Other times we might think, well, you know, maybe there would be some benefit for me to know what they are talking about. And the group we're going to talk about tonight, I think that last one would fit there as we try to figure out what they were talking about. I think there's some benefit in us finding out. And it's one of the 3:16s in the Bible. Malachi is where we'll be tonight, Malachi 3:16. I wonder if anybody knows how many 3:16s there are in the Bible. Not 66, because some books don't have three chapters. Some have a third chapter, but it doesn't have 16 verses. So you'll be guessing. 49. 49 of the 66 books have a 3:16. And of course, we are 3:16. We think about John 3:16, but there are a lot of really great 3:16s. Of course, every verse in the Bible is wonderful, but the one we're going to look at tonight, Malachi 3:16, comes, of course, at the end of our Old Testament. It's in the context of Judah's apathy and self-righteousness, and God is confronting them, and they're saying, well, when did we do that? When did we say that? When did we ask that? Questioning God. And chapter 3 and verse 13, the Lord says, your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? But we're going to go down to verse 16, as I said, and you notice the first word in this verse is the word then. So that's definitely going to connect us with what's going on before this and the rest of the book, and this whole attitude in the midst of this nation of people who as a whole were turning away from God, were apathetic about God, were defending themselves as God was speaking to them and challenging them. And notice the rest of the verse. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. You know, I read that recently in my quiet time. And the question that came to my mind was, what are they talking about? I wonder what they're talking about. You know, it says that they had come together and they spoke to one another. We see it's a group of God-fearers speaking to one another, but what was the topic of their speaking to one another? So tonight, as we just kind of reflect on that for the brief time that we have, I want to make an application to us. This, of course, in the dispensation of the law here in Malachi, but there's an application for us here in this church age, and I'd like to suggest tonight that if we want to imitate this group, we need to take three simple steps. Simple in the way we say them, not necessarily simple to do them. First step is to develop a proper view of the Lord. We read here that the ones who were gathered in this group are ones who feared the Lord, or we might say ones who reverenced the Lord, not with a slavish fear, but rather with the reverence of a child who respects their father. And that's what we had here. So to fear the Lord is to reverence Him because of what we know of His character and His work. Some people are literally afraid of God because they only know one aspect of the character of God, and they do not know Him personally through a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, they are right to be afraid of Him. But if we have entered into His family by believing on the Lord Jesus, who died for our sins and rose again, then we are coming to know Him as our Father. And as we get to know Him as our Father, we learn more and more about Him, not ever losing that respect for Him, but growing in a closeness to Him. And as we learn of His character and we learn of His work, I think we reverence Him to even a deeper extent. And a reverence for God requires a knowledge of God, and a knowledge of God requires that we're in the Word of God. And to grow in the Word of God, it requires time and attention and effort. If we're going to listen, if we're going to read, if we're going to ask questions, if we're going to research, if we're going to seek answers, all of that is labor intensive. All of that takes time. And therefore, we have to be willing and desiring to develop that proper view of the Lord. And the result of honest and sacrificial digging will, for the person with the open mind and the open heart, open to the Spirit of God, it's going to result in a proper view of God. I might say more proper view of God. We won't have a truly, completely proper view of God until we're in His presence. And even then, I think that our reverence and our respect for God, as well as our love and appreciation for God, is going to grow throughout eternity as we spend time with Him. So first, developing that proper view of God, because these are those who feared the Lord. They're the ones that are speaking together. So the first step is to develop a proper view of the Lord, being in the Word of God, allowing the Word of God to dwell richly in me, that it shapes my view of who God is and what God is like, that I can have that proper respect for Him, even as I, as it were, lay my head on His breast in intimacy. A second thing is to invest time in meditating on the Lord. And that's what we see at the end of the verse. These are those who not only feared the Lord, but they were those who meditate on His name. What are some other translations? I know not everybody's translation here says meditate on His name. What else do we have? What? Esteem. I'm sorry, I'm getting two at a time and my ears are hard to hear one at a time. Thought. Honored. Okay. Esteemed, thought, honored. Okay, we kind of got two different emphases here, right? We've got meditate, which is in the New King James that I read. We've got thought. Those kind of go together. We've got honor and esteem. Those kind of go together. So as we think about this idea of meditating, to meditate means to think deeply or carefully about something. So if we're thinking on His name or meditating on His name, then we're thinking deeply, we're thinking carefully about the name of the Lord. On the other hand, if that word truly means to honor or esteem, then we're really talking about valuing the name of the Lord. Well, I think those two dovetail very nicely together. Because when I choose to invest time meditating on something, I am evidencing that I value that greatly. Because I only have so much time to think. And I can really only think carefully and deeply about one thing at a time. You may be able to think about more than that, but if it's thinking carefully and deeply, probably only one thing. So whatever you're thinking about, sometimes I admit that's a negative thing. Sometimes we think about negative things, things that hurt us or circumstances that we're worried about, but still that's showing that we value those things, even if they're hurtful, even if they're worrisome. They're important enough to us to spend time that we can never retrieve. We can never get that time back. And we choose to think about that instead of about something else. I don't know how you can almost put any greater value on something than to choose to think about it, than to choose to meditate on it. Wow, what a way to honor something. What a way to esteem something, to think on it, demonstrating that it's important to me. So here, we're thinking, we're esteeming on His name. His name, of course, represents who He is. It stands for Him in all of His character, that one that we're to reverence fully and completely. His name. We are to meditate on Him. We're to think on Him. We're to honor Him. We're to esteem Him. And that is going to be built, that thinking on the Lord is going to be built on the foundation of the knowledge of the Lord that I've gathered and gained from my time in the Word. So as I reflect on the person of God, as I reflect on the character of the Lord Jesus, as I meditate on the work and the ways of the Holy Spirit, the will of God, the heart, the mind of the Holy Trinity, I'm going to reverence Him. When I spend that time, it's an investment. It's an investment. And I believe that those people, I believe that's what they were talking about. And so that's the third step. Talk to other believers about the Lord. They spoke about the Lord. My conclusion is that this group of Jews was speaking to one another about what they had been thinking on, and that was the Lord. And so I've entitled the little devotional tonight, "What Are We Talking About?" What are we talking about? What do I talk to other believers about? You know, it's definitely needful and appropriate to speak to one another about our health, about our families, and about our hobbies even. It's fine to talk about Christmas shopping and the joys and disappointments of our jobs. Paint colors, fantasy football, you go on. It's fine, it's appropriate to talk about those things in their place. But of all these and everything else that we could think about, there should be a proportion to how much I value them in relation to my valuation of the Lord. Now, theologically speaking, and objectively speaking, I don't think there's anybody in here who's going to say that there's anything more valuable to us than the Lord. But what does my thinking time, what does my talking time evidence about what is valuable to me? How much am I speaking about the Lord Himself? When I speak about my life, my meditation on the Lord should impact and color my speech no matter what I'm talking about. When I speak about the things of the Lord, my conversation should be shaped and directed by my time of meditating on the name of the Lord and honoring Him through choosing to think on Him. And I should also be speaking to other believers about the Lord. And I think for me, that's where I would say I struggle the most. I don't mean the most of everything, but I mean in this area of what I'm speaking about. Am I speaking about the Lord? I'm speaking about the things of the Lord. I'm speaking about the work of the Lord. Speaking about the ministry of the Lord. Am I speaking about the Lord? Now, we have a great privilege that many of us come together every Sunday morning at 9:30 or as many Sunday mornings as we can be there, and we think about the Lord. And that's what that whole time is about. To talk about Him. That's a blessing. But what about the rest of the week? You know, I want to ask you to do me a favor. Tell me something about the Lord. Not right now because it's time to close, but tell me something about the Lord And make sure I tell you something about the Lord. It may be very simple. The Lord has taken such good care of me this week. That may be what you share. The Lord made sure I had something to eat. God is love. What can we share with each other about the Lord in our conversation? What will you share with another believer tonight after the meeting about God? About God the Father or God the Son or God the Holy Spirit? They talked about the Lord. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. I believe they were speaking about what they were thinking about. Notice what else it says. We don't have time to get into all this, but the Lord was listening. The Lord was paying attention. And the Lord listened and heard them, so a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. The Lord is listening when we talk. And I think he has a special joy. I think it's evident he has a special joy in his heart when he hears us talking about him and his Son and the Holy Spirit. He made he had someone, I'm going to assume maybe it was an angel, to write a book with these people's name. The Lord doesn't forget unless he determines to forget. This is for us to understand how valuable this is to God. Notice verse 17. Here's what he says about those people. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. The Lord treasures. He loves us just the way we are. Praise God. It's all of his grace. We don't earn his favor. But the opportunity to bring joy to his heart by talking about him, by talking about his Son. My reverence for the Lord should lead to a desire to meditate on the Lord, which should result in me speaking to others about the Lord. He treasures that. He treasures that. What are we talking about? May our understanding of God drive us to meditate on him even more. And may that overflow into our speech, starting with me right here. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for gathering us tonight. Thank you for our time of singing, our time of sharing needs with one another, our time of bringing those and other needs before you. In prayer, Lord, we commit again those things to you. And then, Father, thank you for our time in your Word as we think about those who many years ago were speaking about you to one another in a time when most of the culture around them was not at all interested in talking about you. Father, we're much in the same situation today. Father, thank you for all we have in your Word. Father, may we see you in the Word and may we share you with one another. What an encouragement it is when our brothers and sisters share with us about you. Father, sometimes it convicts us because we may not have anything to share in return. But Father, may it convict us in a good way. Father, might we share with one another in love. Thank you so much. In the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. May the Lord encourage you as you speak to one another.